You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. We're going to start off tonight's show with a mystery piece of music. See if you can guess where this is from.
Aber dort bin ich zu Hause.
Ach, Danilo, sie sind deine.
Was bin ich? Oh, du bist.
Was bin ich?
Everyone, welcome to Conducting Conversations. You have been listening to some wonderful music provided to us by Opera Providence. And those of you sitting at home, hopefully you've been playing Name That Tune, and we'll figure out exactly what it was you were listening to in just a few moments. But speaking of Opera Providence, we have the one and only wonderful president, king, founder, gopher, everything there is. Dr. Robert DeRovio is here from Upper Providence. Hi, Bob.
Good evening, Mike, and good evening to your listening audience. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. And we also have the artistic director of Opera Providence, Renee Delagaza. Welcome back, Renee.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have Renee back again. This is going to be a number, I don't know, six, seven, eight times we've been doing
something like that.
And we have a first-timer, a rookie, but only a rookie here in our beautiful studios in downtown Exeter. A long history in the business, and his name is David McCarty. He is the director and choreographer of the... Oh, I almost gave it away. I don't want to give the title away of the opera yet, because they're playing Name That Tune.
Right.
That's right. David, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Mike.
Before we give away the big secret about what that was they were listening to, let's talk about you for a moment and your background. What brings you here to beautiful downtown Rhode Island?
Well, Renee, actually, and Bob bring me here, which is great. I'm the artistic director of Cape Cod Opera, and I met Renee actually many, many years ago and worked with him. And so they approached me about maybe coming here and bringing this as of yet titled opera, Name That Tune, to the folks here. And I was thrilled to be able to do that. It's a wonderful piece, and I'm really happy to be revisiting it.
And Cape Cod has been your home for a lot of years?
I was born and raised on the Cape, yes.
Wow, a real one.
Yeah, a real Cotta.
Not a lot of you around.
I know, it's true.
All right. And we still let you into Rhode Island.
That's amazing. Well, and I appreciated that. I thought there would be Border Patrol, but yeah. I was really relieved to see that I had been granted access. Yes.
Well, Renee has a lot of pull, and of course, if you ever are in trouble, anyone in the listening audience is in trouble, and you know you have trouble with the police, you can call Dr. Bob DeRovio at his
home,
and he'll help you out. So that's how that'll work. Renee, let's keep them in suspense no longer. Tell us what we were listening to at the top of the show.
Well, you were listening to the beautiful music from The Merry Widow, Franz Lehár, and that is our production, which we're very, very excited about, and it's going to be a very beautiful production, and David is in charge, so...
So David is in charge of The Merry Widow, which is going to be Friday, June 15th and Saturday, June 16th at 8 o'clock at the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, which is now being called the Park Theater again. So those of you old-timers can remember it was the Park Theater many years ago, became the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, and now it's back to kind of both, I guess, in name. The performance is going to be there on Friday and Saturday night, and you have quite a cast assembled, Renee.
Yes, we do. In our leading role, we have Diana McVeigh singing the role of Hannah, and our baritone is David Kravitz singing the role of Danilo, and a very talented singer and comedian, Paul Soper, will be doing the role of Baron Zeta.
Now, you mentioned the word comedian. David, I understand this is not your typical heavy opera for those that are not huge opera buffs.
Exactly. It's a wonderful piece. It's a beautiful operetta with really enduring score. I mean, the music is beautiful, and that's why I think it still is done today. But the story is delightful. There's a little bit of intrigue, a little bit of silliness, but at the heart of it, there's a gorgeous love story. And it works out, and nobody dies. So it's a wonderful piece for me because I love the heart and soul of it, and it's great not to necessarily be doing a production where someone is dying or several people are dying or almost everyone dies.
Yeah,
yeah, Tosca. Nobody's left standing that you really care about
right.
at the end of that one. So,
but this is a little lighter and has some fun parts to it.
Absolutely.
And we'll give you a little bit more information about that as we go along, but let's get to our next piece of music. Usually I would say first piece of music in the show, but we did start with one, so what's this next one going to be?
It's a lovely duet from Act One. This is Valenciennes, who is Baron Zeta's wife, and Camille de Rosillon, who is the attaché to the French embassy, and he and she are in love.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to cause some problems later.
All right, we'll find out about that in a moment as we listen now.
So kommen Sie, siehst niemand hier.
Sie sehen den glücklichsten Mann in mir.
Ich habe mit Ihnen zu sprechen.
Ich möchte Ihnen ein Wort nur sagen.
Oh, still. Sie wissen, dass ich dies nicht will.
Sag ich auch nichts, Sie hören es doch. Nur einmal möchte ich es sagen noch.
Ach, liebster Freund, warum sich so quälen? Wir machen ein Ende.
Ein Ende?
Ich will Sie vermählen.
Vermählen mich? Nie darf das sein, ich liebe nur ganz allein.
Bitte schön still, Sie wissen, dass ich dies nicht hören will. Ich bin eine anständige Frau und nehm's mit der Ehe genau. Ich will
sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And David, you are the choreographer and director, and there's going to be other musical people involved, right?
Yes, indeed. I am very happy that we were able to bring over the young man who conducted it for Cape Cod Opera when I did it a few years ago, and his name is Christopher McMullen Laird. He's a really incredibly young, talented, vibrant musician who's on his way up, working in some wonderful theaters over there. And, you know, he's a Dartmouth grad, and he has a granddad, a grandfather on Cape Cod, which is how the connection to Cape Cod Opera was made originally. Mm-hmm. And when working with him, all of the singers that I had in a cast a few years ago so admired him, loved his sense of tempi, loved his sense of conducting the entire score and really getting all of the wonderful moments out of it. And he's great with people. He's funny, he's approachable, he's incredibly bright, and a kind colleague. He gets great results. And, you know, he is on a plane, I'm sure, three quarters of his year. He's here, there, and everywhere. But so
traveling.
It was a real coup,
right,
for them to be able to get him and bring him here. And I'm really excited for audiences and this company to meet him, because he's a wonderful, wonderful talent. And he's good fun.
Sounds like something to look forward to. So moving right along with music, Renee, I'll ask you to introduce what's next.
Well, this is the moment that the audience has all been waiting for. This is the entrance of Hannah Glavary, the Merry Widow. And this is this scene takes place in Act One at the French Embassy. And this is where Esens with the Parisian men all around Hannah. And so we have a men's chorus and soprano solo.
Frau Glavary ist angekommen.
Frau Glavary, 20 Millionen.
David, we have time to sneak in one more piece of music before our first break. What do we have next?
We have the entrance of Danilo, who has been called to the embassy urgently.
Urgently?
And yes, and he's been found. He's staggering sort of from Maxime's, where he's been found and located, and he comes in, and it's a wonderful moment. This is when we meet Prince Danilo the first time. It's good.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Vaterland.
O Vaterland, du wachst bei Tag, mir schon genügend Mühe und Plag. Die Nacht braucht jeder Diplomat, doch meistens für sich privat. Um eins bin ich schon im Büro, doch bin ich gleich drauf anderswo, weil man den ganzen lieben Tag nicht immer im Büro sein mag. Erstatte ich mein Chefbericht, so tu ich's meistens selber nicht. Die Sprechstund halt ich niemals ein. Ein Diplomat muss schweigsam sein. Die Akten häufen sich bei mir. Ich finde, es gibt zu viel Papier. Ich tauch die Feder selten ein und komm doch in die Tinte. Nein, kein Wunder, wenn man so viel tut, dass man am Abend gerne ruht und sich bei Nacht, was man so nennt, Erholung nach der Arbeit gönnt. Da geh ich zu Maxi.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we are sitting with Opera Providence, Rene Dellagaza, Artistic Director, Dr. Robert DeRobio, President, and Director and Choreographer of The Merry Widow, David McCarty. And The Merry Widow is going to be at the Park Theater in Cranston on June 15th and June 16th. That's this coming Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock, so don't miss it. If you haven't been to the Park Theater yet, it's been beautifully restored and very comfortable, nice creature comforts with wide seats and cup holders and all kinds of good things. So it's a nice place to take in the show. And Bob, we mentioned musicians earlier in the program, and I just want to go back to you for a minute and talk about the fact that we have some pretty good musicians playing in the orchestra.
Definitely, Mike. Opera Providence is very pleased to announce and very fortunate to have members of the Rhode Island Philharmonic being the part of the orchestra for this performance. So along with Christopher as the conductor and the members of the Philharmonic, people are going to hear some beautiful music that can only be gotten from listening to The Merry Widow.
That's great. And so you have the best of the Rhode Island Philharmonic. And for all those members of the Rhode Island Philharmonic that are listening to this broadcast, that means you better be there, or you know what that might mean. I'm sure they're all the best in the Rhode Island Philharmonic. Renee, when we talk about the show, we're listening to excerpts, obviously. We don't have time to listen to the whole thing, and we will be getting the whole Megillah, as they say. So we'll be getting that whole opera along with all the costuming and the staging and all the things that go along with that. Is that a large undertaking for something like this? Is this a major problem?
It's not a problem, but it's a huge undertaking. And I think what we're realizing, we've had a good number of meetings and sessions and to put this whole project together and bring the best possible production that we can to our audience. So I think all of those things coming together will give us a wonderful performance.
Well, it sounds great with the musical director that David is bringing in, and David himself doing the choreography and the directing. That's, you've brought in a lot of talent for this. We're now at, we've listened to most of some segments from Act 1. We're now to Act 2, which works out perfectly for our show, since our show here tonight is in three segments. We're now at Act 2, and tell us a little bit about Act 2, David.
Well, there's a party. Hannah Glavari decides that she's going to throw a party, in part to thank Baron Zeta and all of the guests for welcoming her to Paris. So she invites them to her home and throws a party. And all the while, she's hoping that Danilo will, in fact, be there, and there will be a couple of moments they may steal to find some common ground as mm-hmm. they're trying to resurrect their, as she's specifically trying to get him... win him back, but there's a lot of intrigue that happens before that ends up taking place. And part of that would be Valenciennes and Camille de Rosillon. There's an arbor, there's a little cottage to go into, there's all kinds of hijinks and mistaken identities.
I love hijinks.
Yes, no, the, it's great. There are some silly moments right. in Act Two that are priceless. So and this is the beautiful beginning. I think we're going to hear the beautiful beginning of the piece in Act Two that sets the scene of that party.
All right. So this, Renee, this is a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much of this as possible right. in this segment. So this is the opening of Act Two?
This is the opening of Act Two, and this is the very famous song, Vilia, that is sung by Hannah right at the top of the act.
All right. We'll listen to as much of that as possible, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. wenige Kanterschauer fast den jungen Jäger sahen. Sehnsuchtsvoll fing er still zu seufzen an. Will ja, oh will ja, du wird nicht allein. Fass mich und lass mich dein Trautliebster sein. Will ja, oh will ja, was tust du mir an? Bang flieht ein lieb kranker
on Conducting Conversations, talking with Opera Providence about The Merry Widow, which is coming to Cranston at the Park Theater this weekend. Renee, I know that we talked about the musicians, we've talked about the conductor, we've talked a little bit about the choreography and some of the cast members, But there's another big factor in opera, particularly, is costuming.
Yes, and the production values that we have for the costumes are being designed by Everett Hoag, and he's assisted by my wife, Carrie De La Garza, and they've done a marvelous job preparing the costumes, especially the women's gowns. They've gone through tremendous transformation. There's so many details, feathers, beading. Mm-hmm. The colors are very vibrant. I think it's going to be a real feast for the eye as well as for the ear.
Excellent. And I wonder what the odds of that are, that someone named Carrie De La Garza would be involved with the production. And your wife just happened to just both be there? Or?
She's a costumer from, she worked for Barbara Matera's, actually, that's where we first met, in New
so
York.
So she's the talented one, and you're the one that's coming along for the ride.
She tells me that, yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to get to another piece of music, and then after this one, we will give you all the details about how to get tickets, the phone numbers to call, and the websites to go to. But right now, we have this piece of music. Renee, do you want to describe this one, or do we want to have David jump in here?
David, tell us about
Les Grisettes. These are the Can-Can girls, and it's a wonderful, wonderful. We're finally in Maxime's in the nightclub, and it's a great scene, and it's a wonderful opportunity. There's a lot of dance in the show, a lot of movement, and this is one of the most wonderful, uplifting moments.
Now, when you say can-can, naturally, everybody goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
So that's what everybody's thinking about. And how many people are actually involved on the stage at this point in time? Is this four people, five people?
There will be a total of six grisettes with Valencian, who actually does lead the charge.
So
it's a great opportunity for the actress and singer playing that role to be highlighted for that, and also a great opportunity for some of the ladies in the ensemble to kick up their heels and have fun.
All right, let's kick up our heels with this one.
Les grisettes de Paris, rit à
now, to give you all the details about The Merry Widow, we're going to be at the Park Theater this coming weekend, Friday, June 15th, and Saturday, June 16th. And Bob, how do they get ticket information?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Tickets are range from $35 to $60 per person. They may purchase tickets by calling the Opera Providence office at 401-331-6060 or by calling the Park Theater box office. You may visit us on the website at www.operaprovidence.org and get all of the information from that website with regard to the opera.
Excellent. And Renee, you know, we've talked a lot about the different people involved. There's a chorus master involved in all of this and chorus people, right? Tell us about that.
Well, we're very fortunate to have Mark Connolly, who is also the director of choral studies at the University of Rhode Island. Mark has been with the company for, I think 12 years, mm-hmm. Doing choral preparation for our productions. And he is one of the best in the business. He's an excellent, excellent chorus master, and we're really, really pleased to have him on our staff.
Excellent. And David, over to you about, we talked earlier about the Can-Can and all the women involved in the show, but there's an opportunity for guys too, right?
There certainly is, and in fact it comes in Act 2, and it's the most famous thing that you'll hear the guys sing. Women is the translation. It's a terrific number. They do get their day.
All right. So it sounds like a lot of fun. Make sure you're there. I want to thank the three of you for coming in tonight. It's great to have Opera Providence back with us in the studios here at WCRI. I know we have a lot of opera fans out there. And David, even if they're not opera fans, this would be a great introduction, right?
Exactly right. It's the perfect piece to see for a first-timer. It's great for children. It's great for entire families. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to introduce yourself to the art form, and you won't regret it because you'll laugh. You know, it has everything in it, and beautiful singing and beautiful music. But most importantly, for young audiences and for new audiences, it's an incredible vehicle, and I urge everyone not to miss it.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Renee, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
And Dr. Bob, always nice to see you. We're going to close off with one more piece of music. This is, as we said, the guy's big song. And then maybe we'll have a chance to fit in just a little bit more music after that. But look forward to seeing The Merry Widow in Cranston at the Park Theater this weekend. Hope you all can make it. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Die Weiber, das die Weiber, treu und schreiben also viel, das hat man doch nicht ergründet, da gibt's keine Theorie.
Ja, eine macht man Komplimente,
so und so und so und so,
und schmeichelt reine Lohnende,
so und so und so und so,
den anderen muss man imponieren,
so und so und so und so,
man darf es ja auch sogar schickieren,
so und so und so und so,
die dritte will uns Herzlichkeiten,
so und so und so und so,
die vierte, die mit Zanken stritten,
so und so.
Ich will
an die Weiber dieser Weiber,
da verteufelt auch mich
an die Weiber dieser Weiber,
doch an Seelen und Leib, an das Wein,
Wein, Wein, Wein, Wein.
Mädchen zart, Gretchen arm, blondes Haar,
die Weiber dieser Weiber,
ist ein Blauäuglein Haar.
Ach, die Weiber dieser Weiber,
oder blond sind gefärbt, sie ist egal, man wird doch gegärbt.
Weiber, 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 Weiber,
ja, das schon.
Weiber ist fair. Mit uns Männer vertäuben doch wer. Niemals kennt doch an Seele und Wein. An das Wein, 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 Wein. Mädchen zart, Mädchen arm und das Haar. Mit dem treuesten blauen Haar.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.